Question: is science not required to show this modern ignorant society that that the Vedas are indeed true and scriptures have correctly talked about the material world? Because that people, because at present people need practical proofs to put faith in the Vedas. Answer: yes, people do need practical proofs, and science primarily deals with study of matter, and scripture also gives us material knowledge, but scripture's primary contribution is spiritual knowledge. We study scripture primarily for becoming better human beings, for learning how to live more fruitfully, more harmoniously, more happily. This knowledge science cannot provide. So it is, rather than focusing on science need for proving the practical utility of scripture, we can actually demonstrate the practical utility of scripture by the values it offers, by the transformation it offers in our own life. See, for example, I said that science knowledge about origins is very shaky, very speculative. Similarly, science does not offer us any knowledge about values. Science does not offer us any knowledge about purpose. Values means what is right, what is wrong. Suppose, say you have an aunt who is now 85 years old and she has left her inheritance in your name. Now, if you just go to visit her one day in her morning tea, you can just put some arsenic and by afternoon, all that inheritance will be yours. Now, science can tell you that if you put arsenic, she will die. But science cannot tell you whether you should put arsenic or not. Most scientists may not do this. Most scientists may not do this, but if they don't do it, it's not because of their science. It's because of the values that they have independent of science. Now, Einstein famously said that we can talk about the moral foundation of science, but we cannot talk about the scientific foundation of morality. I repeat, Einstein said that we can talk about the moral foundation of science. That means whether science should be used morally or immorally. We can talk about how people should use science morally. We can talk about the moral foundation of science, but we cannot talk about the scientific foundation of morality. That means science can help us to make an atom bomb or a nuclear bomb by which a whole city can be destroyed. But science cannot tell us whether a city should be destroyed or not destroyed. Whether destroying a city is right or wrong, that science cannot tell us. For that, we need values which come from a separate source. And that source of values, the most reliable such source, is scripture. So, if we study scripture and scripture brings about practical transformation in our lives in terms of helping us to become better human beings. A simple example to illustrate this now. Most of us understand that anger is undesirable. And yet, with all our sophisticated technology, there is practically no medicine for curing anger. Now, there is nowhere in the world that as soon as you start feeling angry, just pop this pill into your mouth, all your anger will go away. It doesn't work like that. Now, our emotions are so vital to our being. And yet, now what can science offer? Science can offer us sedatives. By which sometimes in some mental asylums, if some patient becomes very wild, then they give a sedative injection, by which the patient just goes to sleep. But by that, the anger is not removed. When the person wakes up, probably the anger is still there again. So the point is, the inner transformation is not offered by science. And spirituality offers us that inner transformation. So we don't necessarily need science to demonstrate the truth of scripture. What we need is an adventurous heart, ready to experiment. Yes, if scripture says that if I practice bhakti yoga, then my heart will be transformed. That my greed, my anger, my depression, my irritation, my negativity, my self-pity, my inferiority complex, these things will go down. I will become better. I will become happier. And this is something which science cannot offer us very easily. Science cannot help us to control anger. There is no happiness pill. Oh, you are feeling unhappy, just take a pill and you will become happy. There are some antidepressant pills which make people, help them to counter depression a little bit. But those antidepressant pills have only limited utility. After some time, they don't work. So, the primary way to understand ourselves the validity of scripture and to share that validity with others is to experiment in the laboratory of our own consciousness and share that wisdom with others. Thank you.